This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on government's special campaign for effective redressal of family pensioners' grievances. The participants are Dhruva Jyoti Sengupta, Joint Secretary, Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare, and Aditya Shukla, Akashvani correspondent.
The Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare has undertaken a month-long special campaign for redressal of grievances of the family pensioners. The campaign was launched by Union Minister of State, Dr. Jitendra Singh. To have a detailed discussion on it, we welcome Joint Secretary in the Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare, Mr. Dhruva Jyoti Sengupta, in our studio today. Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
What prompted the launch of this campaign and what it aims to address?
See, the Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare, one of the prime motives is for redressal and qualitative redressal of pension grievances. And out of the total grievances which are received by various means by this ministry, majority of the grievances, one major portion of the grievances relate to family pension. And you can understand in the various discourses of Government of India and the targeted areas which have been delineated by the Government of India under the guidance of our Prime Minister and the guidance of our Minister of State, Dr. Jitendra Singh, the qualitative disposal of grievances as well as citizen centricity and the ease of living of citizens. These two are the major targeted areas out of so many other targeted areas. And in this, you can understand that the qualitative disposal of pension grievances became one of the major items that if we can target the family pension grievances with a special campaign, it will have a very long lasting impact on the society as well as the pensioners, if you strictly speaking, on their lives and the social fabric also. So that is why this special campaign and also the empowerment of women, which is also one of the major thrust areas. So these three specific paradigms would be addressed by this special campaign.
Can you tell us how many government ministries and departments are participating in this initiative?
As far as family pension grievances are concerned, as of now, 46 ministries would be involved in this campaign, and the total number is around 1,891 family pension grievances which would be redressed.
What kind of cases are being addressed through this campaign? And what kind of impact do you hope to make?
You see, family pension starts when the pensioner either is deceased and expires due to any unfortunate event. And you can appreciate that the start of the family pension affects the basic sustenance of the family. And that is why the timely start of the family pension becomes a major targeted area of pension disbursing authorities. So one major cause of the grievance is start of family pension, timely start of family pension. Then there are cases where the family pensioner is not satisfied by the quantum of pension. So he or she wants to have a revision of the family pension. So that is another major cause of worry. Then there is another cause where in the month of November every year, every pensioner, including family pensioners, have to submit a life certificate, which is the proof of being alive, so that the pension can be continued. Now, because of some either technical glitch or some problem at any stage, the life certificate is not registered, then again the pension stops as per the present guidelines. So that is another major issue. And there are a number of other issues like arrears of pension which are to be paid. I told you about the quantum of pension. And if there is any rectification of name or anything of that sort, that also becomes cause of family pension grievance. Now, in our pension portal, there are around 31 causes which are listed out. When the pension grievance complainant, he registers the complaint, he can select one of them as per whichever category it belongs to.
So, you talked about the timely start of family pension. So, basically, whose responsibility is it? Is it the department or the employee itself?
Family pension starts, as I told you, once the pensioner either dead or is going missing. So if there is a causal connection there, so what happens is the family pensioner who is normally in the pension payment order itself, he or she is named, the spouse is named, and then as per the rules, either unmarried daughters or divorced daughters, and then either handicapped or specially abled children, they are also part of the family pension. So they get in touch with the pension disbursing bank, and whereby the bank checks the basic documents, the death certificate as well as the pension payment order, and the family pension can start. If there is still any doubt, then these papers are sent to the pension sanctioning authority by the bank itself, and the pension sanctioning authority verifies the details and immediately issues orders, either a revised pension payment order or a direction to the bank to disburse pension.
So mostly it is the department?
Yes, the administrative department where the employee used to work.
So you also talked about the quality disposal of grievances. So what the department or how the department is ensuring quality disposal of grievances?
This has been one of the major thrust areas. It has been raised by the Parliamentary Standing Committee on the department also. And it is very important because the complaint which is lodged, the grievance which is lodged, it is disposed of prematurely just by shifting onus on somebody else, or just a plain simple answer that, look here, you have not given some documents. So the department has taken it as a priority area, and the documentary evidence to the final disposal of any grievance, redressal of any grievance, is qualitatively checked because of the fact that the ministry which disposes or redresses the grievance, they have to provide with clear documentary proof that the grievance has been redressed in their final redressal, and that is monitored by the Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare. And also, every grievance which is redressed, the call center which is there in our department, they call up the pensioner and asks whether he or she is satisfied with the redressal, and then gets back to the ministry. And there is a forum of appeal also. If the grievance redressal is not satisfactory as far as pensioner is concerned, they can lodge an appeal, and that is also 100% monitored by the department.
So feedback mechanism is also there. So which government ministries and departments are most involved in this campaign, and how are they contributing?
If I talk about the total government pensioners, around 65 to 70 lakh pensioners are there, out of which a major portion of the pensioners belong to the armed forces, that is the Ministry of Defense. That is around 34 lakhs. And another major portion is the Ministry of Railways. These are the two major employers in government. So Ministry of Railways constitute around 16 lakhs, and the rest around 12, 13 lakh pensioners belong to all the 97 civil ministries across Government of India. So in this special campaign, month-long campaign, again the Ministry of Defense would have the major chunk of the grievances which are to be redressed, and followed by the Ministry of Home Affairs, which have the Central Armed Police Forces, that is CAPF, all the ITBP and CRPF and CISF, and Ministry of Railways apart from them, and all the other ministries which have few grievances to be redressed.
Now let us come to the most important question, that how can pensioners submit their grievances and get assistance through this campaign?
This question is very important in both ways, as the information to the pensioners who has any complaint about his or her pension, and also of the dissemination of this information, that any new grievance, how it can reach us. There are multiple ways in which a grievance can be registered. One is through the portal, that is the pgportal.gov.in/pension/. If you type this URL in the internet and you go to this site, you can directly lodge a grievance on pension. Apart from that, there is a toll-free number, that is 1-800-11-1960. This is a toll-free number which works every weekdays, apart from Saturdays and Sundays. And from 9:30 to around 5 o'clock, you can post your grievance here also by a phone call, which is toll-free. Apart from that, you can email us at doppw.gov.in, as well as if you go to any of your pension disbursing banks as well as any post office where IPPB, that is the Integrated Indian Postal Payment Bank, they are there, or the central service kendras which are there, you can go and register grievances. Apart from that, also the traditional way of writing letters and posting it to DOPPW, that is also there. So all these grievances, once lodged, they are put on the Sipan Grams portal, which is the monitoring portal of the ministry. And from the portal, these are then distributed to the individual ministries and monitored for redressal.
So, are there some nodal officers in the banks or the postal offices?
Monitoring of any grievance redressal mechanism is the crux of any grievance redressal. So, each ministry has pension grievance nodal officer nominated who are in touch with us continuously on a daily basis, on a monthly basis, on a weekly basis. We monitor them. There is inter-ministerial monthly monitoring mechanism in place with all the ministries where the secretary of the department chairs meetings with while monitoring these cases, and they are put on the site as well as monitored for quick and early disposal and qualitative disposal.
On an average, how many grievances are being received through the portal and how are they being addressed?
On an average, now because of our outreach, the portal as well as the grievance redressal, both the grievance registration as well as the redressal both have gone up. So on an average, if I can say that it will be ranging around, say, 9,000 grievances per month, out of which family pension grievances, since we have a special campaign, so that is around 20%. So around 2,000 grievances of family pension are redressed through the mechanism.
So what specific initiatives have been taken to simplify rules and empower women family pensioners?
The empowerment of women has been a thrust area of the government, and there have been a number of initiatives which the government has taken, the department has taken in simplification of rules and the family pension, as well as specifically for the women. So if I can start off with the pension to widows. Now, widows on remarriage used to get stoppage of pension because of remarriage. It was thought that they will earn a livelihood, but there are many cases where the widows are not earning livelihood and they don't have children also. So a special provision was made for this. Then divorced daughters, the earlier was that the divorce has to happen within the lifetime of the pensioner, but that has been also done away with. It has been simplified that even the divorce proceedings, if it can start within the lifetime of the pensioner or the spouse of the pensioner, then that daughter will get family pension. Then the unmarried daughters till the age of 25 or till she earns a livelihood, and even after that, if there is a physically challenged or mentally retarded children, they can get pension for lifetime. So these are few amongst us others which have been taken up by the ministry in the recent past of the ministry for simplifying as well as the empowerment of women and getting this family pension benefit to the pensioner.
Can you share a success story from the campaign that illustrates its impact and effectiveness?
There are many. You can understand, as I told you, that it is a sustenance issue. Pension is like salary, so it stops, your sustenance stops, your mind does not work actually at that point of time. So this is one case which comes to my mind immediately, Bina Tamang, which is around 14 years it took for this family pensioner, who was a daughter, unmarried daughter of a Seema Sashastra Bal employee. And because of this special campaign of family pension, we could get her legitimate dues after 14 long years.
So, is there any specific hashtag that has been launched for this campaign?
Social media campaign and social media outreach has been a major thrust area for digitization as well as dissemination of information. So, there's this hashtag called hashtag special campaign family pension by the DOPPW, which can be tweeted, which can be shared in all social media, and best practices and success stories can be shared by all ministries on this hashtag. Even general public at large can see the effect of this special campaign.
Thank you, Mr. Sen Gupta, for sharing valuable insights into the campaign's objectives and its progress with our listeners. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on Government Special Campaign for Effective Redressal of Family Pensioners' Grievances. The participants were Dhruba Jyoti Sen Gupta, Joint Secretary, Department of Pension and Pensioners' Welfare, and Aditya Shukla, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.